We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Red Sox looking up at the Baltimore Orioles in the AL East. And we go to Boston. We're joined by the Giants insider from CSN, Alex Pavlovich. You can follow him at Alex Pavlovich on Twitter. Alex, so far, how's Boston treating you?
It's nice. I've never been here before, so I'm
really
walking the streets, seeing as much as I can.
What have you taken in so far?
Just a lot of Boston, I guess. Just walking around a lot. I haven't done the historical stuff yet, but I walked around. My brother went to Harvard, so I went there yesterday and walked around for a while, kind of experienced his life. And today, I guess I'll go see, I don't know, the Tea Party and Paul Revere and all that. So
what's it like having a brother who went to Harvard? I would probably hate that.
It's intimidating. It's good that I have a cool job, I guess, because it's a little bit of a Trump job, or Trump card. But you know, all my brothers, they all did very well education wise. So I had to go and do something completely different.
So Alex, your first trip to Boston, you're getting your first trip to Fenway Park. How exciting is this for you?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I always tell people if they've never gone to Wrigley, they have to do that because that's just an experience, and I'm sure Fenway is the same way. So I'm looking forward to it. Personally, it's going to be something new. I mean, we see the same parks over and over again. I would guess that it's going to live up to expectations.
So there is a proponent right there of some interleague play, considering you're getting an opportunity to cross another one off the bucket list, and you're getting to Fenway Park.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. I mean, I like to see... You know, it'd be boring if we saw the same teams over and over again. And I'm excited to see, you know, the Giants when they faced the Red Sox in Boston, they didn't really see a whole lot of Ortiz. They saw him as a pinch hitter a couple times, but they're kind of going to get the full experience here and the full American League experience. And this weekend they'll get the same thing at Yankee Stadium. You know, we might get Bumgarner as a DH again. So I think it leads to some different things, which is good over the course of a long season.
Giants insider from CSN Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, joining us. Roxy, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. All right, the big question everyone's worried about, Santiago Casilla and the closer's role. How much longer is Bochy going to stick with Casilla, and what are his options? Is it possible Romo gets a shot in the ninth? Could someone else get a shot in the ninth? Or is the new guy, if there is a new guy, going to be coming via a trade?
Romo would be the number two guy. That's somebody they didn't have earlier this year when Casilla did really have a couple rough weeks there, and he has settled down. It's been much better over the last month. Obviously had a hiccup there in San Diego, but Romo is the guy on deck. I think the one issue with him is they are still kind of slow playing him a little bit with that elbow. I don't know if they have him to a point yet where they would want to send him out there 3 days in a row or maybe four times in a week, and that's certainly the job of a closer. So I think if this changes, if Casilla has another bad one or two, maybe we see more of a committee at first. And I'm sure they're going to be out there looking and seeing if they can find an arm, not just for that ninth inning, but I think they could use another big-time arm there at the back of the bullpen. And it doesn't have to be a closer. It could just be somebody who helps get the job done.
Alex, any concern at all, let's say if they did make a switch and they did elevate Romo to the closer, any risk at losing mentally Santiago, and because he's been a key factor for their bullpen the last number of years?
I don't think so. I think he's a guy who just loves to pitch so much and loves to be out there that I think he would handle it. I mean, obviously, it'd be bad timing for him with his contract coming up and all that. But I think, in general, if it got to that point, he would have to understand that it got to that point for a reason. And they have had a very long leash with him. And he's done a good job as a Giants reliever for the most part. I think just in the ninth inning, sometimes we see him, you know, it looks like he was just squeezing the baseball the other day. You all of a sudden see guys get on base and there's a bunch of pitches in the dirt, and you can see it on the mound. He doesn't always look comfortable. So I don't know if he would have really a stake in kind of complaining. I think he would probably take that role and try to work back to the ninth.
Alex, how's the health of Johnny Cueto? You know, he didn't pitch as many innings the other night. Is everything okay with Johnny?
He's been sick all week, so it's kind of unclear what exactly he was dealing with. I know some other people around the team, you know, his interpreter was sick too. So it's kind of been going around a little bit. One of those things where he wasn't totally comfortable. I think we did see him look a little bit flat the other day, but there were other times. There was a big at bat against Will Myers in that game where he got it up to 95. So he's not really, you know, that far away from 100%. I think the one thing that maybe we did see over the weekend, and maybe with more than Johnny, was guys who pitched an awful lot in the first half and didn't necessarily have a break for the All-Star game, because Bumgarner went Sunday night and then came back on Friday. Johnny pitched on Tuesday and then came back on Sunday. So I think maybe these guys will be better served by getting the off days this week when the Giants were off yesterday and again on Thursday.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider from CSN, joining us from Boston. Giants and Red Sox open up a brief two-game series tonight. And what's the latest you're hearing on Hunter Pence? He had to come out of a rehab game with AAA Sacramento. What's the latest you're hearing on him?
I think he's going to be okay. It sounded like he did really want to play on Sunday, the day after he came out. The training staff had to hold him back and say, look, we got to be careful with this one. We don't know if he was going to be in the lineup yesterday because that game got rained out. But I would expect to see him in AAA's lineup tonight, and I think he'll keep going that way. I do think they're going to be a little bit more careful than maybe they would have been once they sent him off and put him on that flight to his rehab assignment. I don't think we're going to see him on this road trip, and that was a possibility before. But I think he'll be back on the next homestand, if not at the beginning of that Red Series, probably for the Nationals.
Alex, back to the relievers for just a second. Are the Giants going to be in on any of New York's back-end guys, Aroldis Chapman, Andrew Miller, Betances? And if so, second part to the question, guys like Christian Arroyo, Phil Bickford, Tyler Beede, are any of them off the table in trade discussions?
I don't know that the Giants ever take anybody off the table. I think they understand that you have to be flexible. We've seen in the past they've, you know, traded Zach Wheeler for a big piece. And when you spend that much money as they did in the offseason to try to put yourself in position to win again, I don't think you can ever say, we're going to take this kid off the table because we don't want to trade him for someone who can help us now. But having said that, I don't know that they have enough to really compete with teams that are going to be out there looking at Miller. I don't think Betances is going to be available, but if he is, it's going to be even more to get him. And you hear the names being thrown around. I mean, Kyle Schwarber is really the big name that has been thrown around is maybe the baseline for what they're looking for. And I just don't know if the Giants can put together that kind of package without really tearing apart their entire farm system. And the other guy there, Chapman, that to me is an interesting one because certainly he would help anybody and would help the Giants and would be fun to watch. But the off-field stuff is so serious and such an issue, and the Giants have paid attention to that stuff in the past that I think a guy who missed that much time and really had the domestic issues that he did in the offseason, it would be hard for the Giants to justify bringing him in when the Dodgers, who are in their division, you know, went out and said, we're going to cancel a trade because of what he did.
Alex, if the Giants don't do anything in free agency or before the trade deadline, rather, are they a good enough team to win it all?
Yeah. I mean, they have the best record in baseball right now. They have to remember that. And you think about a postseason and a potential series, and you're going to be throwing Bumgarner out there. You're going to be throwing Johnny Cueto out there. They hope to get Jeff Samardzija sick, but they have, you know, Jake Peavy, Matt Cain, who have postseason experience, who have won, who have pitched big games in the World Series. There aren't teams out there that can stay with the Giants can in terms of pitching in the postseason. And certainly having Bumgarner and Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford, all these guys who have won titles and know how to do it in October, I think gives them a leg up. So they would love to add a couple pieces and love to get better. That's certainly something you need to do when you're this close. But they're in position to compete no matter what happens.
Off day yesterday after the travel from San Diego. Last thing for you, Alex. How concerned are they with what happened over the weekend, the start of the second half, considering that the Padres are a team that's not looked favorably upon in the National League West, and they handled the Giants over the weekend and swept them?
Well, I think you have to look at each individual game, and it was just kind of, you know, the first night they ran into somebody who pitched very well, and the second night they blew a save, a chance to win that game, and then Sunday obviously was a bitter pill to have Johnny Cueto lose to Edwin Jackson. But personally, I think this could be good for them. I mean, not record-wise, but coming out of the break, it does give them a little bit of a wake-up call, and a team that really has played very well for 2 months now and has been cruising and beating everybody. And I think it maybe woke them up a little bit. They came out really sluggish on Friday, and guys admitted that. They came back after the break and maybe weren't totally ready to go against Andrew Kastner and the Padres. Maybe took them for granted a little bit. So I think this will refocus them a little bit. I'm sure the off day helped. And going to Fenway tonight, I mean, it's going to be the same thing like with me, it's going to be the same thing with these guys. There's a bunch of guys who haven't played there before. Most of the team, I think, hasn't played there. So I'm sure this will lock them right back in.
Well, enjoy your first trip to Fenway. Make sure you take it all in, Alex. Go walk around the ballpark, around the outside, and all the scenery there. And plus, you got to go up on top and check out those monster seats on top of the wall and left.
Yeah, I'm headed there right now. So I'll have a report for you guys next week.
Sounds good. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.